Delivery Principles, your source for our software delivery principles at Worldwide Technology. Delivery Principle number 5, communicate effectively.
Delivery Principle 5 is kind of an interesting one because of how we changed it from the original Agile principle. It is, we intentionally choose the most effective ways to communicate with our teams and stakeholders. The original Agile principle is, the most efficient and effective method of conveying information to and within a development team is face-to-face conversation. While we still believe this to be true in many circumstances, there are cases where face-to-face conversation is not the most feasible way to communicate. And in some cases, we need something more than that to communicate with our customers. Even if we have a face-to-face conversation, we should be following it up with written communication and vice versa. So we changed the principle because rather than just stating that one way is best, we thought it would be better to put the onus on the team to determine the most effective way to communicate in any given situation. The choice of communication method is incredibly critical in an agile development environment. Face-to-face communication is great. It allows people to obtain as much information as possible and also builds relationships and trust. But undocumented communication is ethereal, and then we have to rely on memory or tribal knowledge to be able to go back to it unless we find some way to persist it. On the other hand, written communication allows a lot more flexibility in how you share something, sharing to a broader audience, and when you share it. However, it can become out of date, or it can be worded in a way that could be misinterpreted. But since communication is so important, it's up to us to figure out the best way to communicate in any given situation. Without the appropriate communication, there's no assurance that both parties are focused on the communication and that the message is clearly heard and understood. So there are certain things that we look for on a team making good communication choices. First of all, there are times when face-to-face conversation is incredibly important. And one of those times is the very beginning of the project. Our experience in agile development has compelled us to make it an acceptance criteria of choosing the proper communication to make sure that the team and the customer are in person, if at all possible, during project kickoff. Having this time at the beginning of the project to see each other, establish a relationship, get to know each other as people, and then begin the decisions that need to be made to move forward is paramount. The second criteria involves stakeholder meetings, like demos or planning. Teams must make every attempt to have a face-to-face conversation, even over an electronic medium, with the customer in all stakeholder meetings, unless it's infeasible. When you're doing demos, when you're doing planning, when you're having discussions, being able to read facial expressions and understand where the customer is coming from and know that they're focused on the conversation is incredibly important. We've also learned from experience about a case where communication really needs to be written, and that's when it comes to team decisions. When a team makes a decision, that needs to be accurately documented, accessible to everyone, and reviewed and updated regularly. This is critical for a team to be able to move forward and continue to make good decisions. They need to be able to reflect on decisions that were made in the past and make sure they're still reasonable. And then for everything else, there needs to be an agreed-upon selection of communication methods that are known and understood by the entire team. So for this to be true, that communication plan must be part of the team's written working agreements. Contact methods for team members and stakeholders should be either displayed in the team area or put in a location that's accessible to everyone. And then finally, the team must be trained on how to use any alternate communication methods as appropriate. If there are technologies or tools that are being used for communication, it's important that everyone on the team really understands how to use them, and it's worth taking the time to teach them. Communication is critical on our projects. We've seen so many projects that have faltered due to a lack of good communication. So we need to be intentional when we choose the right communication method for the right situation.